Bonjour, moi je connais Belgique, des gens cas, n'aime d'autres d'embasquant, d'abois et bing et d'ingi. Hello to all of my beautiful relatives out there across Turtle Island. My name is Taylor. My spirit name is Brown Buffalo from the Sturgeon Clan here in Treaty One Territory, beautiful Broken Head Ojibwe Nation. You are listening to the Ever Deadly Hour on UMFM 101.5, located in Treaty One Territory here at the University of Manitoba. UMFM is an amazing organization that is located in University Center here at the University of Manitoba that has been opening the door to opportunities for so many students, myself included. I started here in 2017, so about 5 years ago now, I started off doing a heavy metal show. And I've been a part of the UMFM family for 5 years, and now I'm a board of directors member, but I'm here to discuss with you your opportunities. We do training all the time. If you want your own radio show, any music, any genre, any topic you want to talk about, as long, of course, it is appropriate, you can do it. All you got to do is just check out the website. There is a tab about volunteering. There's your opportunity. And this is my call out to all Indigenous students across campus and across Winnipeg and across Treaty One. If you're interested in getting a bit of practice and getting some training and some tips from industry professionals such as myself, I've been in the radio industry for 10 years. You have the opportunity free of charge. You can come into the studio. You can come and hang out with your deadly auntie on the Ever Deadly Hour. Learn how to run the board. Learn how to run your music. Learn how to talk in a good way, in a respectful way. Keep the conversation rolling, interviewing skills, and so, so, so much more. If you are interested, find me on any social media platform. You can find me on Facebook, Taylor Galvin, or you can find me on Instagram. We're on TikTok. We're on, I think I said Instagram already. LOL. Anyways, you can find us Ever Deadly Hour or Ever Deadly Auntie. Search them up. Let's get you in the studio. Let's get you rolling. Let's get you playing tunes and talking about the things that matter to you. For me, it's Indigenous music and Indigenous issues. For you, it might be something else, but that is okay. That is the beauty of working at UMFM 101.5. If you want your chance, you can also email everdeadly@umfm.com or go to the website umfm.com. Let's keep the music rolling. You are listening to the Ever Deadly Hour on UMFM 101.5.
Falling without form. first, let's put on her dancing shoes. Google one, the barbecue one, the bread's good for you. Live it up.
Different ways to grow. tell everyone that I'm destined for greatness. For as long as I'm alive, you will know I'm the greatest. And since I was young, yes, I knew I would make it. Now we're on our own, no stars entertainment. Can't you see I'm living my dreams? Looking back to where I've been and the things that I've seen, I never thought to imagine that the life I live would have so much to offer and yet so much to give. I thank the Lord for everything He has given and more. Grateful for this life and what we're living it for. Rising together from the system of war. Do this for you when the victory's yours. Because I had a dream.
Since the days I was younger, now that I'm a little older, it all comes down on me, yeah, yeah. I had a dream, you can feel it in the hunger. Get the sweat up off my shoulders. It all comes down on me, yeah, yeah. I had a dream, oh, I had a dream. Oh, I had a dream. It's all inside of me. Now it's time to let it free.
Started out as fun and never thought about the love and fame. Used to think that music was out of my reach. Walking through the lessons that life had to teach. Got away from the pain and the shame in the streets. I felt so tired and afraid of defeat. So I moved out and found a new destination. New friends, new dreams, no procrastination. Rise with my people in a new generation. My feet are on the ground with a better foundation. I'm a First Nation people that live in the north. This is the moment we've been waiting for.
I had a dream. Days I was younger, now that I'm a little older, it all comes down on me, yeah, yeah. I had a dream, you can feel it in my hunger, get the sweat up off my shoulders. It all comes down on me, yeah, yeah. I had a dream.
And we are back. Bonjour, Annie. Hello, Bindigay. Welcome to the Ever Deadly Hour. I am your Ever Deadly Auntie. My name is Taylor, or you can call me Brown Buffalo. I hope you all enjoyed your impromptu long weekend. Like, what? All of a sudden, we got a free holiday. Of course, that was in respect to some old lady who came to Turtle Island, colonized it, took everything that we had, and then her family continued on her legacy of genocide and rape and violence and racism, and then she died, and then all of a sudden it became a national holiday. So, apparently, if you want your own national holiday, all you gotta do is be a sadistic tyrant that kills everybody. I love it. I am going to have my own national holiday in no time. I don't know what y'all did for your extra holiday, but what day was I? Wednesday? Monday. Oh yeah, okay, it was Monday. So what did I do on Monday? Oh, I spent the day doing laundry at my mom's and I cut my parents' grass. It was very lovely, although it was unnecessary. It was an unnecessary holiday that honors a woman who destroyed an entire people's. So hopefully it was just once a year. Because I really don't care. And I thought it was stupid. And so do a lot of other people. I saw some really good videos and memes about, you know, people taking the day off or, you know, doing whatever. And it was hilarious. And keep them coming. Let me know what you did on your extra holiday in September. So let me know. And then you can drop me an email, everdeadly@umfm.com. Or you can find us online, of course, Ever Deadly or Ever Deadly Auntie or Ever Deadly Hour. Sorry. We're on everything. So you can go and check that out. And speaking of holidays in November, in September, we do have another one coming up next Friday. Not this coming Friday, but next Friday, of course, is Every Child Matters Day or Truth and Reconciliation Day, whatever term or whatever you feel comfortable calling it. You don't have to call it Truth and Reconciliation Day if that's something you're not comfortable with. This is a holiday to acknowledge residential school survivors and those who have not come back. I prefer not to call it Truth and Reconciliation Day because I'm just totally over the word reconciliation and how it's just tossed around like anything, like any butt shit word that you want to talk about. So I just call it Every Child Matters Day. And that's just my own thing. And everybody is entitled to feel how they feel about it, right? You know, whether that's a negative connotation or a positive, you know, that's just what people do. They just form opinions. And that's what we do here as well. So we have this holiday coming up next Friday. It doesn't affect the show, but we'll pay homage to that all next Wednesday. So, but let's get right back into the music. You're listening to the Ever Deadly Hour.
From the Indian Reservation to the governmental school, well, they're going to educate me to the white man's golden rule. And I'm learning very quickly, for I've learned to be ashamed. And I come when they call Billy, though I've got an Indian name. And there are drums beyond the mountain, Indian drums that you can hear. There are drums beyond the mountain, and they're getting mighty near. And when they thought that they had changed me, cut my hair to meet their needs, will they think I'm white or Indian, quarter blood or just half breed? Let me tell you, Mr. Teacher, when you say you'll make me right, in 500 years of fighting, not one Indian turned white. And there are drums beyond the mountain, Indian drums that you can hear. There are drums beyond the mountain, and they're getting mighty near. Well, you thought that I knew nothing when you brought me here to school. Just another empty Indian, just America's first fool. But now I can tell you stories that are burnt and dried and old. But in the shadow of their talent walks the thunder, proud and bold. And there are drums beyond the mountain, Indian drums that you can hear. There are drums beyond the mountain, and they're getting mighty near. Lone Pine and Sequoia, Handsome Lake and Sitting Bull, there's Mingus, Colorado, with his sleeves so red and full. Crazy Horse, a legend, those who bit off Custer's soul. They are dead, yet they are living with the great Geronimo. And there are drums beyond the mountain, Indian drums that you can hear. There are drums beyond the mountain, and they're getting mighty near. Well, you may teach me this land's history, but we taught it to you first. We broke your hearts and bent your journeys. Broken treaties left us cursed. Even now you have to cheat us, even though you think us tame. In our losing we find proudness, in your winning you find shame. And there are drums beyond the mountain. Indian drums that you can hear. There are drums beyond the mountain, and they're getting mighty near.
Arna wama ino se haitara nalini haitara taima tsaina nuiti ni araviu sorlo takatote poyurtaeli gena kipimmangarpit arna wama.
if I wanted you, girl. Doubt in my mind. If I wanted you, girl, would you want me to? If I needed you, girl, would you need me to? If I wanted you, girl, would you want me to? If I needed you, girl, would you need me to?
Ernest Munoz, yo, the panty dropper himself. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that right now at this time of the day, but I'm doing it anyways. I just want to say congrats to everybody that partook. For those who did be involved, or those who were involved, oh my God, I cannot talk right now. Congratulations to those who participated in the Indigenous Homecoming Alumni Get Together Gathering that was happening at Mikisiagamik today from 11 to 1. I have been following all their posts of who was involved throughout the week. Some friends and some fellow classmates. Rihanna Masterson was in there as well. There was a bunch of other people that attended. I was here, so I didn't get to make it. I really wanted to, though, but I bet it was just absolutely inspirational and encouraging and empowering to see all of these strong, amazing Indigenous success stories of students who have come so far and broke down barriers and have been trailblazers and role models and mentors to the next generations coming up as post-secondary students. So I hope you all had a delightful time. It's amazing to see these types of events and gatherings happening throughout the university. I know homecoming happens pretty much every year. I really wanted to be there today, but some things had happened and I couldn't go. And yesterday my dog got fixed. Oh, my poor little Juniper. She's just sad and just all sore and just being a little baby. But anyways, that's why I didn't go. Getting a little bit off topic, going down some random rabbit hole right now. But that's all I wanted to say was, you know, awesome that Mikisiagamik is and the Indigenous Student Center are always paving the way for success stories and sharing stories and helping the other Indigenous students network and find their place in this colonized Western educational institution. Emphasis on institution. This is my salvation. This is what keeps me going is UMFM is what keeps me here, everybody. Anyways, let's not get too off topic. You know what I say anyways a lot, and I should stop that. Here, let's just get back into the music. UMFM.
Is this a take? I've been driving in my Indian car Feel the pound of the wheels drumming in my brain. My dash is dusty, my plates are expired. Please, Mr. Officer, let me explain. I got to make it to a powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. Got my T-bird in the glove box, I ain't got no spare. Got a feather from an eagle, I ain't got no care. The road is empty in my bottle of desire. Daylight is breaking, the sun touches fire. I got to make another powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. The radiator steams. One headlight don't work, the radio can scream. I got a sticker that says Indian Power. I stuck it on a bumper, that's what holds my car together. We're on a circuit of an Indian ring. We don't get old, we just get younger. When we're flying down the highway, riding in our Indian car. On the circuit of an Indian ring. We don't get old, we just get younger. When we're flying down the highway, riding in our Indian cars. Riding in our Indian cars. Riding in our Indian cars.
The river of time. in the book of David, in the holy line. It will be written by the children of Eden and the Holy Ghost.
The truth is heard. There's a whole new
Wounded Knee, classic song, and before that, Robbie Robertson, and before that, what did I start with? I don't even remember. Oh my goodness, let me double check. Kesha Cole, of course, Indian Car, and a lot of those guys, minus obviously Redbone, they didn't, but they just played this super rad Indigenous music festival that just happened this past long weekend. It was called Indigivision 2022. And they had a ton of great artists on there. And then, of course, last Wednesday, we had Taco come and join us, who was the host and MC of the event. Unfortunately, I heard that, like, the weather really put a damper on the attendance and the audience and things like that. But nonetheless, we gave away a shit ton of tickets here on UMFM, but also on Broken Head. And I gave away a whole bunch of tickets, and I know that a lot of people actually did go, and they said it was a great time, but it rained, and like the weather was just garbage. So that is never fun when you're doing an outdoor festival, especially when you're doing it so late in the year. Oh my God, today's just not my day. But you know what? I think the entire festival was incredible. The lineup was incredible. And I hope next year, you know, we can partner again with Indigivision and help promote it a lot more. And I think it would be great. So because I just played Redbone, Wounded Knee, very tragic story, tragic part of history, of course, Wounded Knee. But I wanted to continue with my old school vibe. And I know I have probably played this song more than I have played any other song on this show, but I don't give a crap because it is one of the greatest songs ever written. I'm guessing you can already tell what I'm playing because it's in the background. That's right. You got it. You love it. You want it. More Redbone.
Find it. You see me on the corner, sitting on 22nd Street. Do you have a couple quarters? It'll make you feel so complete. As I sit on my cardboard box, as the cold wind blows, I keep on hearing voices. They're yapping all day long. I wish they'd stop and listen and just sing my favorite songs. Some good old-fashioned powwow Indian songs. Mother, I need you to know that I miss you. Father, I wonder if you're still there. My medication's on vacation, and my mind, it keeps on racing, leaving me nowhere to go. I need my Indian song. Thunderbird is gonna come down and pick me up and take me back to my homelands. And once I'm there, I'm gonna start searching for that sacred medicine. And that sacred medicine is gonna search for me. And once we are united, we're gonna cast this all across the earth for you and your people, so that you too can be well, so that you too can be healed.
Waving free, they say hello, we say ani. Like the mushrooms on the ground, communicate without a sound. All we forage and we found that there's enough to go around. We can give our best, why don't you take your rest? We can live with less. We have everything we need because we have each other. Everything we need. And if we work together, live right with the earth. It's right there in the dirt. And if love will be our seed, and if we give it water, we will grow up like a tree, taller than the others.
Look around and you will see. We have everything we need. First we ask the land, then we build our home with our two hands. We'll carry water from the lake. We'll give back and we take. Yeah, there's a place for you and me. We can grow the food we eat. We have everything we need. We have everything we need, 'cause we have each other. Everything we need, if we work together, live right with the earth, it's right there in the dirt, and His love will be our seed. If we give it water,
it will grow up like a tree,
taller than the other.
Look around and you'll see, we have everything we need, because we have each other.
Everything we need.
And if we work together,
live right with the earth,
it's right there in the dirt.
And if love will be our seed,
and if we give it water,
it will grow up like a tree,
taller than the others.
Look around and you will see,
we have everything we need.
We have everything we need. We have everything we need.
Everything we need, we don't have to have everything.